News, I'm Ben Thomas. The federal government has been shut down, and Sarkar Meghani reports a Senate vote to get it open again has failed.
Both sides are holding firm, with Democrats insisting on funding for health care subsidies and Republicans refusing.
Well, it ends when the Senate Democrats pick this bill up, passed by the House of Representatives, and vote for it.
The way out of this is for Republicans to finally roll up their sleeves and get to work.
Top Senate leaders John Thune and Chuck Schumer at the White House.
I actually don't think it's going to be that long of a shutdown.
Vice President J.D. Vance says some Democrats have already flipped sides, but at least five more have to sign on. And if the shutdown drags on,
we are going to have to lay people off.
Roughly 750,000 federal workers are expected to be furloughed, some potentially fired. For now, the shutdown's immediate impacts are being felt at places like Acadia National Park in Maine. Visitor Jim Feathers frustrated with Congress.
Their job is to pass a budget, and if they're not doing their job, what are they doing down there?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Uncertainty created by the shutdown has sent the price of gold to new heights. At last check, gold futures were trading at close to $3,900 per troy ounce. But stocks showed little reaction to the shutdown. The S&P climbed 0.3% to a new all-time high. The Nasdaq rose 0.4%, while the Dow gained just 43 points, but that added to its own record high. In other news, Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Memphis Safe Task Force has begun making arrests. And Israel's defense minister has ordered all remaining Palestinians to leave Gaza City, saying anyone who stays will be considered a militant supporter and face the full force of Israel's latest offensive. Local hospitals report at least 21 Palestinians killed across Gaza today. This is AP News. Julie Walker has an explanation for a lockdown yesterday.
An active shooter hoax that prompted a lockdown at New Jersey's largest military base Tuesday was caused by an employee who wanted to trauma bond with her colleagues. That's according to officials. Civilian Malika Brittingham, who is assigned to Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst, faces charges she knowingly conveyed false information about an active shooter who did not exist, according to federal prosecutors. Brittingham allegedly texted someone about a shooter on the base. That person called 911. According to prosecutors, Brittingham told investigators she carried out the hoax because she had been ostracized by her co-workers and hoped that their shared experience in response to an active shooter would allow them to trauma bond. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.